Welcome to episode 11 of the Coaching for Leaders Membercast. This Membercast is brought to you by the Coaching for Leaders Academy. If you're a manager, executive, or business owner who's ready to accelerate your leadership skills, the Academy may be a good option for you to investigate, especially if you're wishing for a team of trusted advisors who provide you regular coaching for the toughest situations and decisions, including working with me. It is an intimate group of participant leaders who work and are facilitated personally by me for an entire year to help you to develop your leadership excellence, accountability, and help you empower each other. If you'd like to discover more about the Academy and apply for membership, just go to coachingforleaders.com/academy. Many of you know that I've worked with Dale Carnegie for the last 15 years, and when I got hired by Carnegie about 15 years ago, I was feeling pretty good walking into the job. I'd read a lot of leadership books. I had been a manager before. I had just finished up my master's degree in leadership. I'd even won some speaking competitions with Toastmasters. I really felt like I was, you know, pretty ready, learning new things, sure, but ready and ready to go. My first training assignment was a tandem presentation with my boss at the time. He did half, I did half. I thought I was fully prepared and expected it to go well. Well, it didn't. I lost my place at one point. I repeated myself a bit. It was in front of a large client group too. I didn't really facilitate as effectively as I could have. Turns out facilitation is a really different skill set from presenting. I know that now, but I didn't know that at the time. And I really had a lot to learn. And I remember vividly driving away from the client site. My boss and I had driven together. And he gave me a few pieces of feedback in the car that I still remember today, I still think about, and it helped me to get better for the next one, and I still zero in on some of those core competencies today and just about everything I do. So the real lesson I learned that day wasn't, you know, the feedback per se. It was that most of us learn the best and benefit the most from coaching and mentoring during times of struggle. So think about that for a moment. When was the last time you had a major breakthrough in your professional skill set? As much as we all love books, I'm guessing it wasn't after finishing a book. And as much as you like podcasts, just like I do, I'm guessing it likely wasn't after listening to a podcast either. Almost certainly, it was either during or right after you hit a big roadblock. Either someone gave you tough feedback, provided coaching, perhaps you even figured out yourself and had the maturity to make an immediate change. So wouldn't it make sense to have as many of our professional development activities as possible centered around moments of struggle rather than just reading books or following a lockstep curriculum? That's where things are kind of messed up in many of the formal education and professional development programs out there, the ones that most of us have participated in throughout our lives. It's a bit messed up because the timing is wrong. In any given course or training program, whatever topic that's being discussed at the moment is likely immediately valuable to only about 10 to 20% of people in attendance. That's because there's always people who have seen the material before who have had some kind of practical experience with whatever's being taught. And so the information ends up being a repeat for them. Or worse, they could teach the skill better than the instructor or the coach. And sadly, most training programs don't allow for that kind of contribution since the curriculum and the agenda are set pretty far in advance. And then there's also a whole group of people, for whatever reason, are not yet ready for the material. So for example, yesterday's lesson on delegation that I shared with you in module 2, I've taught those principles a whole lot of times over the years in courses and training programs. And there's always a group of people in the program who say, well, my organization's in transition right now. And, you know, I know I'm supposed to be leading a team, but I don't have any direct reports at the moment. But I probably will in 6 months. And, you know, all that's fine. But the material is too early for them then. And by the time it's relevant, it's not likely they're going to have it top of mind to be able to implement it again. That's true of most every training program and books and, dare I say, even podcasts like this. Someone like me has made a decision in advance about what you should be learning, and it may or may not line up with what you need right now. Now, I work really hard to get as close to the mark as I can for you. In fact, our Academy members have access to the entire editorial calendar and selection process for this podcast. And often they're the ones who are guiding the topics and the guests that appear on the show. We've got a Trello board set up inside the Academy for suggestions and guest feedback, and a bunch of our Academy members even give me input on the questions that I should be asking the people who come on the show. So it's very much a collaborative effort. Probably, I'd say half the guests that come on the podcast these days are direct suggestions from Academy members from the things they're dealing with right now. And a bunch of the episodes you've heard in the past year are direct results of this. When Patrick Lencioni was on the show, Peter Block, Chip Heath, Kim Scott, that's just a few of the people who were suggested specifically so we could learn more from them. So that's the secret behind why some of you think that I'm stalking you and reading your mind on what topic to center the show around that seems perfect for you at the time, and I appreciate those emails when you send them. Of course, I'm not. It's because the content of the podcast is driven by real leaders out there running into stuff that we then get onto the show. For every person I hear from in the Academy who's dealing with something, there's hundreds of you out there who are dealing with the same thing. So it makes sense for us to zero in on those things. But at the end of the day, it's still an educated guess about what's going to be most valuable to you right now. And you know, I'm a fan of good training, great courses, excellent books, and certainly of podcasts. So I'm certainly not suggesting that you should toss out any of those things. But I am suggesting that you're mindful about consuming these things in a way that will accelerate your learning and then to act on them. And I'm challenging you here to start to migrate a bit away from consuming leadership development the way you consume Netflix. People binge watch an entire series on Netflix from start to finish to be entertained. And that's awesome if you want to be entertained, right? Most of us aren't going to watch the last episode in a TV series without having watched in order the rest of the series because we want to follow the story. But for professional development, your practical learning, I'm challenging you here in this lesson to approach that much more strategically and start aligning what you consume with what you're struggling with right now. So here's a few shifts you can make that will help you to do this better. First of all, I want to challenge you to approach leadership development as a producer and not as a consumer. We're all consumers when we go onto Netflix. We watch the next episode in the series because that's where the story's going. But leadership doesn't work that way. There's not a lockstep, one-size-fits-all story that all of us follow. What you need today is different than what someone else needs today and tomorrow and the day after that. As an example, here's how a consumer approaches buying their next leadership book. They go to Amazon.com and they look up the business bestsellers and they see what's popular, what everyone else is reading, and they pick one of those. A producer decides in advance what they need to learn next that's going to help them most in their development today, and then goes on to Amazon.com and searches for the best book that's going to help them to get better at that specific skill. That might seem like a subtle shift, but the result can be profoundly different. As a producer, you make your limited time and resources work most effectively for you. Now, second, don't confuse information with learning. Limit the amount of content that you have coming into your day. I realize this might be a bit of an ironic suggestion from someone who produces a lot of content, but I challenge you to be really mindful of what's taking up space in your email box, your podcast feed, on your bookshelf, and anything else you've got coming into your sphere of influence. You'll do far better for yourself reading 5 intentional books this year that are directly relevant to your leadership development and going deep and taking action on those than you will reading 50 books just for the purpose of getting more information coming in. When Cal Newport was on episode 233, he challenged us to do what he calls drain the shallows and even to embrace boredom a bit so we can do deeper work that's more meaningful and we train our brains to work more deeply and more meaningfully. The same is true for your leadership development. Now, I'll tell you, I am flattered. I will admit it. I am flattered when people email me and say they've started at the very beginning of this podcast library and tell me that they are working through the back catalog of the show in order from episode one all the way through. Those are really great notes to get. But from an accelerated learning standpoint, it's probably not the best way to approach leadership development. That's why, by the way, at least on the coachingforleaders.com website, the podcasts are not listed in order, they're listed by topic. My expectation is that the way you'll use the podcast is that you'll go into the podcast library and search by topic for what you need now and produce, not just consume, exactly what will give you what's most relevant to your learning right now. I couldn't have planned this any better. I literally had an email coming from a listener today named Kevin. I've heard from a few times. Hello, Kevin, if you're listening to this. Earlier today, he wrote this. I'll read a paragraph from a section of his note. He says, "I realized today that I never signed up to be a free member on the website. I thought I was because I'd been getting your emails for the past year or so, but when I went to sign in, I find the most recent episode, I realized I wasn't officially registered. So I went ahead and signed up, and I was so excited to find the way you organized all the episodes and topics online. Why did I not take advantage of this months ago? Kevin, thank you so much for the note and for the opportunity for being included here. I'm so glad you found this." And the answer to your question is that in the internet age, we've all been trained to act like consumers, consume whatever's coming at us. So I'm so glad you're going to be producing what you learn now on the site. So whether it's this podcast, your next book, the workshop you're planning to sign up for, I challenge you to decide first what you want to walk away from that experience having learned and doing differently, and then to select the right topic or episode or whatever aligns with that that's going to help you get there. If you do that consistently, it's going to be huge for you. Now, third, make your learning actionable. Most courses, books, and training programs tend to be more academic in nature. You read something, you listen to a bunch of people talk to you, either in person or online. Maybe you do a group project. If you're really lucky, there may be some kind of deliverable at the end where you have to apply something that you actually bring back to the organization. And that's fine if you've never had any exposure to a topic before. But here's the thing. We did an audience survey a few months ago. More than half of you who are listening to my voice right now have graduate degrees already. Almost two-thirds of you have purchased three or more books in the last 90 days. If you're following Coaching for Leaders, chances are you both already have had a lot of education and you keep getting more of it through books and podcasts and tons of other resources. So don't stop doing that. But in addition to education, push yourself to be learning. You can make education really, really easy. Learning is rarely easy. It pushes us. It makes us feel uncomfortable, but it is absolutely the best way to grow. So when you finish the chapter of the next book or the episode of the next podcast, the way you make it into learning is you stop before you do more and set a commitment to act on what you've just heard. That's how you start to turn education into learning. And our Academy members hear this from me all the time, since I'm always encouraging them to set immediate, actionable commitments that can be achieved in 2 weeks and then report back to the group on what they did. There is real power in identifying what you've just seen that's new, and then telling a group of people that you're going to move on it, and then coming back to the same group of people 2 weeks later to report in on exactly what you did and what you've learned. And you can do the same thing for yourself. Find an accountability buddy. Work with a coach if you need to, or even set a goal for yourself to take action on something and then keep a journal on the actions you're taking to get results. So you've heard me just say three things here that you can immediately do right now to start accelerating your learning. First option, approach leadership development as a producer, not as a consumer. Be intentional about producing great learning for yourself by being equally intentional about what you listen to, read, and spend your time consuming. Second, don't confuse quantity of information with learning. As I mentioned, quantity of information coming in can actually reduce some of your learning because you're spending less time acting on the things that you're hearing. Reduce your inputs and be intentional about what you listen and read so that you have more bandwidth to go deep. Third, make your learning actionable. Stop after you've read or watched something or listened to something and make one commitment, just a small one, that you can move on right away to get the momentum started. That is where real learning starts to happen. I challenge you to do one of those three things right now. This is the actionable part, right? But actually, I'll give you a pass on doing any of those three and still get really good results. Just apply to the Coaching for Leaders Academy. I say that, of course, because the entire academy experience is built around accelerated learning customized to you. For more on applying what you've heard in this episode, visit coachingforleaders.com/academy to apply for a membership in our next year-long academy cohort. In the meantime, see you for the next MemberCast.